Germany might be the economic giant of Europe, but its capital, Berlin, seems to be missing something kind of important, a good airport. A mismanaged $6 billion project to build an international airport for the city has become a national joke. There is a terminal there and, yes, runways, but the airport still won't open for years. Here's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson.
The would-be airport, named for the late Berlin mayor and German chancellor Willy Brandt, is a favorite with German comedians. Take this sketch that a German TV show created from dubbed Star Trek movie clips, including one in which the Enterprise crash lands.
Die einzige Möglichkeit, auf der Erde zu landen, ist...
In the meme, the android piloting the doomed starship says, "We only have one chance, and that is to land at the Berlin airport." But it's the year 3745, and the airport still isn't finished, the Enterprise captain points out, just before they crash. Airport Authority spokesman Lars Wagner says he's heard it all before.
From time to time, we also hear a new joke, but be honest, they are not that new.
Nor are revelations about the project's mishaps. Years of bad planning, cost overruns, and alleged corruption led to what the new CEO says were 150,000 defects that had to be addressed. Many of the issues nearly tanked the project, including faulty fire protection systems and miles of mislaid communication cables. Wagner says project officials in the past couple of years have made massive strides toward fixing the problems. He dismisses critics' claims that work on the new airport won't be finished before the construction permit expires late next year. The spokesman encourages skeptics to come see the progress for themselves. For about $11, visitors can take a guided tour by bus or bicycle around the sprawling complex. Even on this rainy day, some 30 people show up to get a look at the buildings and runways that will, in theory, handle up to 85 flights an hour. We thought we'd come here and see what point they are at, says retiree Dieter Fröse, who is here with friends. Christine Salette, who is here with her 9-month-old son, says she wanted to see how billions in taxpayer money have been spent so far.
Yeah, I think there are mixed views about this, that some of us don't really believe that it's going to open one day.
The terminal is the highlight for many in attendance. They wander between the rows of gleaming new check-in counters and stare at the high ceilings in the eerily quiet hall that should one day handle 28 million passengers a year. That will be more than at any other German airport, save for Frankfurt and Munich. One person who refuses to go on these tours is Martin Delius. He is chairing a local parliamentary inquiry into the mishandling of the project.
It's a pretty good marketing scam, I would say. They finally opened the airport for the public. There are no planes landing there or boarding there. Yeah, it's a good thing for the company, actually.
But less so for the taxpayers, because people aren't getting to see the work that still needs to be done, including on fire safety and cable systems, Delius says. He says his committee will issue a report on those and other airport project shortcomings by next Easter. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.